This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I went to a party to celebrate the finale of The Biggest Loser. And got a little compliment while I was there.
Someone was infatuated with you.
Where's my whip crack when I need it?
And I also held wedges at an inappropriate time.
There's never an inappropriate time for wedges. No.
They were delicious. This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
And 'tis the season, plenty of parties happening.
Oh, too many parties. Guys, now, if you're a regular listener of our show, you will recall my obsession.
Your infatuation.
Infatuation with The Biggest Loser. Now, as I said to you, if you have listened, I've never gotten into a reality show since, I reckon, Australian Idol season one. Like, I reckon that's probably the last
when
time.
Cosman went out with her nodes.
When her nodules.
Guys, my nodules. I can't do it anymore.
Don't Cosima. I miss Cosma. When
friend
did,
of the...
That was just a great soundbite. Don't put that out on me.
When she did Predictable by Delta Goodrum, Cosma, like, nothing has touched me since Australian Idol season one.
Until somebody at The Biggest Loser party.
Oh, my gosh. So, as I told you, boys, I knew someone on this season of The Biggest Loser.
Yes.
And so I've been watching like a crazy person, obsessed, following Facebook, you know, all of that stuff.
Mm. But have you been commenting on the photos on the official page?
No, I've read them. I'm not really one to get involved in like things like that. I read them, but I don't comment.
Never read the comment sections.
God, I love the comment section, though. It's pretty amusing. So... now that it's over, don't have to spoil, but I didn't know the results anyway. The guy that I know was in the team that ended up being the first family to ever make the whole team in the finals.
Whoa.
Except they changed the rules, so one of them came fourth technically because they only let three people go through the final when all in the past they've done four. Anyway, long story short, this family has made its way through. So there was a big party at a local hotel of ours Joy loves to frequent, actually.
Oh. Was it the official?
There wasn't an official party, but it was the official party that the winning team was holding. And they...
catered by The Biggest Loser.
It was really interesting. I'll tell you a funny story.
So just empty platters.
But so they had invited like family and friends. So I was on the friends list, just so you know. And then they had a whole lot of
it's all in the detail.
You know, I love my detail because they had a whole.
Yeah, my name was under Christina.
Because they had a whole lot of fans there that I wanted to differentiate me from the fans.
And differentiate from the fams as well.
The fams and the fans wasn't me. I was the friend. Anyway, so long story short, got there, decided to date my cousin because she's a massive Biggest Loser fan. Like, lost her mind when she knew I knew someone. So brought her along. I have never seen a 35-year-old girl get so hysterical.
Fangirled
wow. Like crazy.
Fangirling at the Biggest Loser.
But she's really shy, so she didn't want to make a big deal of it, but she was really excited. And so she loved one of the boys, which was the guy that actually ended up winning, but she was too scared to go up to him. And I was like, I'll go get him. You know, I've got no shame.
No.
So I went and grabbed him. I'm like, hey, my name's Chris. I'm a friend of Em's. Would you like to have a photo with my cousin? And he was like, sure. Like, he was, you know, whatever. So had a photo with my cousin. Like, she touched the side of his hip.
Right.
Which was like the greatest moment of her life.
So one of his loose skin folds.
One of his So I thought that not the one that won, one that came third was pretty hot. And I was like, I might get a photo. Why not? Mm.
Yeah.
But I'd also been to the bar and I was carrying a drink, but a bowl of wedges because I hadn't had dinner. I was really hungry and I thought if I have a drink, I'm just like, it's going to go in my head, need some wedges. Grab the wedges. The one that I thought was hot went past and I was like, oh, this is my opportunity because they were like, you know, the men of the moment.
Where's the mistletoe?
Yeah, they were the men of the moment. So I thought, let me just grab it. Grab someone, said, oh, can you take a photo? I went up to him. I'm like, hey, my name's Chris. I needed to, again, say
preface.
Friend of yeah. M's because yeah. I didn't want him thinking that I was like some crazy fan, which, you know, I was a little bit, let's be honest. I was like, hey, can we have a photo? And so I was holding my wedges in my drink and I was like, oh, I'll just get someone to hold the wedges. So
oh, no.
said that to him and I gave the wedges to my friend. Oh. And I looked at him and I go, you look really good. Like, you've done so well. You look so hot. I just said that, like, you know. Yeah. And because he does. And then he kind of paused and then he looked at me and he's like, you look really hot too.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
And my cousin just died into, like, her pants because she was like, he just said you're hot. He just said you're hot. I'm like, I'm not interested. Like, it's just
reckon he's hot.
Thanks. Thanks, my love. But and she's like, you need to go after him. You know, I'm like, I'm not interested. Like, she's like, but then he could be my brother-in-law. And I'm like, you're married. Like, my cousin is married.
Wow.
But she was so just, so the whole night she was just.
Maybe it was the get out of free, like,
well,
card.
That's what I said.
The guy from The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said to her. Because she was like, well, why don't you go for it? That could be your get out of, you know, your yeah. free pass. And I'm like, I'm not wasting on the guy from The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Mine's oh, God.
John Mayer.
John Mayer. Exactly. Know that.
You know what but I would love what? Though?
A second of me thought about it, just for the splittest of seconds. I was
you
like,
know what
no,
I would have loved? If you used your get out of jail free on him and then the opportunity with John Mayer came up a couple of years down the track. Sorry, John, I've already used my card.
I'm the biggest loser.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.